he could whistle entire movements from a number of well-known symphonies. These activities would seem to be the nearest he came to playing in the manner of an ordinary child. In 1903, Wittgenstein left home for the first time to attend the Realschule in Linz, where he studied mathematics and science. Curiously, Hitler was at this school at the same time. They were both the same age and should have studied in the same class. Wittgenstein considered that he was a mediocre student, but he was nonetheless promoted to the year above his age group. Hitler records how he shone among his doltish classmates, but according to the records, he was kept back in the year lower than his age group. So the whistling dolt and the supreme genius never met. After this, Wittgenstein studied mechanical engineering for 2 years at the Technische Hochschule at Charlottenburg in Berlin. And in 1908, he left to continue his studies in England. For the next 3 years, he did research in aeronautics at Manchester University and conducted experiments with kites at the Upper Atmosphere Station near Glossop in Derbyshire. At this stage, he showed no sign of what was to come. He knew nothing about philosophy and was considered by his colleagues quite bright, though certainly not brilliant. In the typical English manner of the period, Wittgenstein's colleagues tended to regard him merely as an